So right now I'm sipping on some Inside Out tea and some Jack Daniel, and the shit was so smooth. It like hit me out of nowhere. So we talking about support black women. I didn't know this was gonna be this good. So I was like, come swing this way. Let's talk about what's in my cup. Can you tell us about what's in my cup and the healing properties of this tea?
Yes.
Please.
So my name is Shawnice Rice, and I am the founder of Inside Out Tea Co.
Yeah.
It is an alkaline-based tea company, and it is used and geared towards healing people from the inside out. So a lot of people think that like they can take medicine and that will heal them. Medicine just suppresses what you're going through, and then it comes back a month later, and you wonder why you're back at the doctor's office asking them what's wrong with you again after you've taken their medicine. But this actually heals what's going on, and it stops you of having the, I don't like to say my body is sick. I like to take the word dis-ease and say my body is at dis-ease whenever it's feeling off, because your body will always let you know, like, look, you need to rest, you need to eat more veggies, you need to stop eating the meat, you eating processed food. Even if you don't feel like you know what's going on, your body gonna tell you something's off.
Right.
So I wanted to start healing people from the inside out. That's why I came up with the name. I go to the market every Saturday. I pick out all the herbs myself. I pick out all the fruits and the gingers myself. Everything is organic, plant-based. And it removes the toxins from your blood. It removes the mucus, which causes your body to be at dis-ease, which a lot of people don't know.
Right, mucus.
Yeah, like Debbie was saying earlier, like when your bodies get thrown off, that's because it's too acidic. You need to alkaline it more and bring it back to the normal pH level. So that's what this tea does. And I like to get fun with it because I don't want people to know that you're actually, well, I want people to know you're healing your body, but when people think of medicine, they like, ugh, I don't want that.
Right.
I want it to be something fun. I want it to be tasty and juicy. That's why like my slogan and catchphrase is, you haven't had the real tea until you haven't had juicy until you've had our tea. Because you know, like people be like, I got the tea, sis, it's juicy. No. Our tea is juicy. Yeah, like our tea is the healing stuff. And I want it to be good to where you want to drink it with your mixed drinks. You don't want to go to soda. You want to drink it when you first wake up. You want to drink it before bed. So it has like things like burdock root, sea moss, dandelion root, catnip, echinacea, just all the good herbs that your body needs.
Can I ask you a question? So do you have like different teas for different elements?
So right now I have three teas. I haven't released my third tea yet. I'm waiting on like my launch party to give you guys the third tea.
Okay.
But right now I have sour apple and I have a papaya fruit. So sour apple is geared towards getting your energy up. So that's why I gave you my sour apple tonight.
Yeah.
That's why we were like, it's the energy booster.
Yeah.
It has things like the bladderwax, the burdock root, the elderberry, which a lot of people need elderberry in their diet inside of their body. And then I have the papaya passion fruit. That's more of a, what is the word? Antibiotic, and it more so, all tea heals your body, but that tea really like gets to the root of it all. Mm-hmm. And it really like relaxes you and allows you to know like, hey, my body is being healed. It has a lot of ginger in it and a lot of elderberry. It has a lot of, echinacea, and a lot of these herbs, like you would be looking down at the ground and you wouldn't even know that it's the herbs that you need from the earth. We grew up with it. And then I have another one that I'm releasing. It's called, and you guys are the first people to hear it, Knocked Out. It relaxes you. It's like a melatonin. It relaxes you at night. It's very strong in lavender. It's very strong in oolong. I like to bring the flavors out and the juiciness, because a lot of people think that when you go alkaline, when you go vegan, that you just eating salads and that your food don't got flavor. And it's like, honestly, we got the best flavors.
Right.
We have the juiciest things. We have the greatest tasting things. And it's not only good tasting, it's going to heal your body literally from the inside out. So that was my mission. I want to heal my people. I don't want us to keep running to the doctor, which I'm not saying, you know, oh, I'm making fun of you if you go to the doctor. I'm against the doctor. I personally rather not, but I want you to know that there's other alternatives that you can go to, and that you don't have to spend that $15,000 for them to tell you you got a runny nose, which you can go outside and be one with nature and literally pick herbs from the ground and put them in your tea and look, have you a midnight cap and not even know it. You think you're drinking juice, and it's herbs.
Teach us.
This is beautiful.
Teach us.
Thank you.
Extremely
beautiful.
Thank
you. I know you had said Dr. Sebi. You a student of Dr. Sebi?
Yes. So I follow a lot of teachings from Victor. I love you, Victor. You've definitely helped my journey. Mm-hmm. He has brought to life a lot of the things that I do. So I put sea moss in my tea. I found out that sea moss has 93 minerals of the 103 minerals that your body needs alone.
Ooh,
93?
Wow.
Right. So damn. 93 minerals, it's like you need what? 93?
So your body's comprised 10. Of 103 minerals.
Mm-hmm. So sea moss alone.
And sea moss has
93.
Wow.
93.
Yes.
Wow.
And then sea moss and bladder wrack together have all of the minerals that the body is comprised of.
Yes.
So that's like
superfood.
Right,
superfood. And it's a great protein. You don't need meats and stuff for protein. You can get it really from the plants. And it's once I found out that the strongest animals, like gorillas and apes and stuff, they eat plant based diets. They don't eat meat.
Right.
And they're the
right.
strongest people, and they have the biggest muscles and such. That's what we need. We don't need the milk and stuff that's for calves and the meat and all that processed stuff. Because honestly, a lot of animals in America are fed corn. They have corn diets. And if you think about when you eat corn, it comes out, what, like 2-3 days later?
Mm-hmm. And it's still whole.
So, right? I don't eat corn. So, if you think about that being the only thing that you eat and that's the only thing that's in your diet, imagine that being the animal that you eat. They're not digesting things. They're not properly giving you the nutrients that you need. So, like she was saying earlier, overseas, a lot of them feed their animals grass-fed diets.
Mm.
So it's like, if you're going to eat meat, I'd rather you eat grass-fed meat that you get the nutrients that you actually need and not just corn, because it's allowing a lot of blockage. And you don't want that in your body. Mm-hmm. That's creating the mucus. So I'm trying to eliminate all of that. So we align it with our chakras. We have a clear conscience. We know how to think properly and clearly. And we're not just saying, oh, I don't know why I'm thinking like this. Like, you got 100%. No. This is the mindset that I'm in. This is the peace that I'm in. Girl, drink your tea.
I'm sitting over here getting emotional. What? I'm not going to even lie.
So, Dr. Victor is conjoined with alkaline healing herbs. They're out of Chicago.
Okay.
That's where I get a lot of my minerals from, and it comes straight from Honduras. They're actually in Jamaica getting herbs and roots as we speak.
Wow.
And I'm getting my list together to get from them. So I take pride in, I don't just go to the grocery store and get fruit and get it. If it's not organic, I'm not giving it to my people. And I feel like if I'm not gonna eat it, I'm not gonna give it to other people.
Yeah.
So I take pride in giving y'all the best of the best so that y'all can feel the best like I feel.
Can I ask you a question? What's your mantra? I feel like everybody got a personal mantra.
Define mantra for me so that I give you a proper.
So my mantra is like a motto that I live by. Then mine is like, know yourself, heal yourself. Like, because I know myself and I know my traumas and I know my triggers and I know my body, I'm trying to master this myself in this lifetime. So it's like, if I can master who I am, I manifested as a black woman in this lifetime, in this body. So I need to master myself so I can ascend, you know, I can heal myself. You know what I'm saying? That's my mantra. Know yourself, heal yourself. If I know myself, I can heal myself.
So it's crazy. I actually own 3 businesses. I own Ani Cosmetics. It's a skincare line. I train in the gym 3 times a week. And then
You're a guru. I didn't know you. I was sitting next to a guru.
And then I have the tea. I came up with the tea. I've been drinking my tea for years, but I came up to give it to other people maybe like 2 months ago, 2 to 3 months ago, and I didn't know that I wanted to heal others from the inside out. That's why I came up with the name. A lot of people think that you can just put on the lotions and stuff and you just good. No. You gotta start from the inside. So I want to give people the knowledge that, you know, you start from the inside, you heal from the inside, you do everything from the inside, and that's your foundation, and that's where you start, and that's the only way that you can help other people. So if you want to be loved, you got to love yourself. If you want to have good solid friendships, you got to be friends with yourself. You got to start everything within yourself to get to other people.
Damn, I didn't know you was coming as hard.
But that's how I intertwine with black people. That's how I intertwine with black people who hype, because
You bringing it back on?
Yeah, like they helped me allow me to help other people heal themselves from the inside out.
Yeah.
And they are a movement that is reaching people from the inside out. So right. I was literally sitting one day. I was like, I got this tea company. I know I want people to drink it, but how am I gonna reach them? What's the name? What's the targeted audience? And I was just like, you know, having my crystals. I was meditating. I was consecrating myself. I detoxed, I fasted, and then all of a sudden it was Inside Out Tea Co.
So that's your mantra, Inside Out. Where can we get your tea? Where can we follow you? Because you are powerful.
Thank you. I am on Instagram. Follow me at Inside Out Tea. It is one word, all lowercase. You can email me too, insideouttea@gmail.com.
Okay.
I ship. I do deliveries if you're local. Don't be loco. If you're local, and you can get it in bundles of 3, you can get it in bundles of 8, already prepackaged for you. Or if you're a person who's like tea expert, a tea connoisseur, and you like to do it yourself, you can get it by the
loose leaf.
Yeah, you can get it by the quartz.
Yeah. So I'm gonna test. This is the smoothest shit I had like in a minute.
It tastes like water. I wish I drank to try it out because
people say all the time, like, oh, it tastes like that is actually papaya passion fruit. But people say it tastes like water and stuff all the time when they mix it with liquor, and I'm like, I just never get that because I don't like liquor. But I trust you guys. I trust all of my clients. A lot of my clients have lupus and they suffer from cancer, and I've gotten great feedback that like their hair is coming back, their energy is coming back, their skin is glowing again, and y'all don't know that this fuels me to keep giving you guys the tea.
Hit me to the tea.
Okay, hit you to the tea.
Hit me to the tea.
You ain't heard Juicy until you had our tea.
The trees.
An amazing conference, and it's funny because it was gifted to me by Debbie. She didn't even know like the impact that it was going to have in my life. Like I said, I've been moving this week, I've been transitioning in my life, and I've had like one of the roughest weeks of my life. As I said in the conference, I actually sat in the wrong class. But as I was I even texted Debbie, like, Debbie, I'm in the wrong class.
Did you go to the master class?
I went to the master class.
With Keisha.
It was amazing.
I went there last year. Crazy though.
It was amazing. Yeah. So as I sat there, I literally sat back and was like, you were supposed to be in this class. I realized that this company is going to heal nations of people, and that I did not realize what I had on my hand, for one. So that's why I didn't know like the logistics, the backstories, the ounces. I just knew that I liked tea. I wanted to make it for others, and it tasted good, and everybody liked it, and it was healing. But moving forward, like, it allowed me to see, like, this is my purpose. I've actually had a business for 5 years. I don't want to say I didn't enjoy the business, but it was something that, oh, I just have this business, so I just gotta like keep going. And like I said, this tea came 2 to 3 months to share with other people, and just having it come into my life, I'm like, this is the purpose. This is your purpose for other people. This is how you are going to heal other people. This is how you're going to interact with other people. So just having this company, I wish I felt like how I felt right now. I feel so elated. And to just see you guys' reaction with this, I know that it's not just something that I like. It's not a tea that I'm like biased about. That other people actually love the taste, and that y'all can feel the healing sensation that goes within this tea.
I mean, when I just heard you say that, and I was talking to Zoe about this, like, my son has asthma. He was sick really bad. And the fact that I could bring out some tea and he be like, "Mama, can you make me some tea, or can I have some of that tea?" To me, that's healing generations. Because mm-hmm. when he have his mm-hmm. sons,
oh yeah, girl,
he's gonna be like, instead of taking medicine, mama used to give me this tea,
yeah.
inside out tea. So like, we really talking about like some real that's shit amazing. Right here, like.
My sister, she's like one of my biggest critics. She don't like nothing alkaline, healthy, anything. So one, she started drinking this tea, and she called me the next day like, "Did you put sugar in that tea?" And I was like, "Now you know, I put no sugar in nothing."
Right.
So everyone at her office, they know me personally. Not everyone, but the majority of people. So they'll text me and they're like, "Your sister always coming in with this tea," mm-hmm. and she always want people to see that she got this tea. Or like even last Saturday, she went on vacation and she dropped off her car, the car seats and stuff, because I watched her kids for a week. She came in the house at 7 in the morning with her tea in her hand just to get back in the car. And I even looked at her like, "Why you bring the tea in here? Why? Yeah. What's the purpose?" Yeah. And she was like, "Oh, I didn't realize it." But I say all that to say, she has sons that are 2 and 4, and they have it with their meals every night now.
Right.
And it's been for the past month that they've had this tea with their. They asked me, and the littlest one, the smallest one, he's 2. He's always like, "I got my tea. Or whenever they're sick now, she calls me and we give them a spoonful of sea moss and elderberry. We used to take them to doctors. It used to hurt my heart, y'all, because I used to say, you know, let me heal them. Let's get the natural stuff. Let's get the stuff that's going to actually kill what's going on in their bodies.
Can we talk about suppressing it? Why we named it Support Black Women. Trust Black Women. Like, let's talk about trusting Black women, the women who carry the babies.
I'm saying, we're going through what we're trying to help you get through.
Yeah.
Like, who else know what to give the baby than who carried the baby? So, if we really want to talk about it, and it's changing the concept of doctors is white people in white coats and stuff like that. If you say you got some medicinal and this has healing properties, I trust you. You know what I'm saying? And so I just want to bring it back to like what Debbie is doing. She's a Black woman, and she's saying, "Bring y'all asses to the track."
I can show you a few text messages.
registration closes at midnight.
For real, we gotta.
You got an hour.
Get your asses out there, man. And thank you for sharing your beautiful testimony.
Thank you,
I'm
absolutely.
Gonna get the gallons. Debbie.
Yes.
Can you tell us? I always wanted to ask you, what is your mantra? Because you seem to be like on this whole another like frequency.
She stay on that frequency.
You on a hot ass frequency.
Yes. So I feel like I'm still figuring out exactly what my mantra is.
Okay.
But it's basically just to be yourself, like unapologetically, and be okay with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter what other people think about you. Like, if you like to do this or you like to do that, like, let's do that. But let's be healthy and let's live a positive, healthy life. So I'm just trying to inspire people to be healthy. Like, Black people specifically, like, we're out here suffering. We're out here, like, we've been through so much.
Yeah.
And we have the most health issues. So I'm just trying to heal people.